Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's podcast with Ryan and Joe.
Zombie talk.
Oh, God, help me!
All right, Joe, that's our new intro. What do you think about that?
We out.
It's weird. We're finally becoming pros at making a podcast.
Yes, we are.
What do you think? Last week we talked about survival from zombies, right? Because zombies, yes. Yeah, how do zombies survive? What do they need?
Not get shot in your head.
That's it? But don't they need some sort of fuel?
Nope.
That they can live without eating?
Yeah, but they don't need to eat.
So their only survival is to avoid getting shot in the head?
Yep.
Very interesting, Joe.
Because the assassin track doesn't even walk.
It doesn't even work. So today...
That's the Itzomat, the Samic Basisopan.
No, wait, really?
Yes.
So wait. Zombies don't need to eat, but they do eat.
Yes.
So it's kind of a character flaw. Is that a character flaw?
Yes.
They like to eat humans.
But they don't need to.
But they don't need to. And if they do...
The stomachs end up bursting open.
And their stomachs end up bursting open. Is that a catch-22? I don't know. They don't need to eat, but they eat. And when they do eat, they explode. So, logically with that, it seems to me like... If you fed a zombie, that's a way to kill a zombie.
Nope, because they'll still be alive.
But their stomach... Wait. They'll still be alive with an exploded stomach?
Yes. It'd just be like a cat. All the food will come out.
That's disgusting. So, Joe and I were talking about terrain. Different terrains where zombies survive. Right, Joe?
Yeah.
And give me some different terrains where you might see zombies.
Plains. Plains are really dense, so they can see you from miles away.
You also mentioned some other ones. Where you said plain.
Desert.
Desert.
Jungles.
Jungle.
Basically anywhere.
Forest too, right? Well, yeah. We talked about forests last week. So tell me, what would be the ultimate? Would the plains be the ultimate for a zombie because they could see forever?
See for miles.
Yeah, and explain the most difficult. Where would you hide if you were not a zombie?
And deep in the desert would be good.
And tell me why. I wouldn't have guessed desert. I would think that's like the plains.
No, since it's dry out there, they'll end up decay faster.
Okay, I have to back up again, Joe. So couldn't they just decay and still live?
No, since your brains will end up decaying and...
A zombie could decay itself to death.
Yes.
Interesting. What about the Arctic?
They'll freeze and you have to worry about them. You could be like 20 years there or you have to worry.
So that was going to be my next question. Could they thaw out and then be normal zombies again?
Yep.
Very interesting.
You'd never suspect it. Next thing you notice, you'd be facing them.
So
you just got bit.
So a thousand years later, you could have these archaeologists discover in some sort of ice cave.
Yeah. After I signed
some sort of ice. All right, sorry, Joe. Anyways, so you could be in some sort of ice cave exploring, and then you are fascinated by this human-like creature, and you thaw it out, and then. The door opens, that's what you're saying? So the door opens and out comes the zombie 1,000 years later.
Yep.
Really? So, plains would be good. The desert would be good.
Not for them, though.
Not for them. Oh, not for them. Oh, yeah.
Go deep enough and radars won't get you too, since they wouldn't.
It's good for them to see what they're going to attack. But not good for them because of the climate.
Yes.
Because it's so hot.
So the the jungle too, since all the bacteria that's in there will speed up the decaying process too.
What if a zombie had Gatorade? Could they?
No.
No lemonade?
No. They didn't even think of using it.
What if is there any way to slow down the decaying process in general? Can they put on ointment?
Nope, they didn't even think about it.
So they wouldn't think about ointment. Are there any humans that are on the same side as zombies? Or is it always zombies versus everybody else?
Yep.
It is. So that's it. So it's always, no one ever is on the same side. They don't team up with animals, or they don't team up with humans.
Well, they do with animals, since animals have something that we lost through evolution.
Yeah?
That can smell the zombies, can sense the zombies.
All right.
Or sense the virus.
But the zombies, they won't even mess with the animals?
Well, the animals will leave before the zombies
can. Oh, I gotcha.
So if you're in like a forest and there's usually bugs and stuff, and you're none, you know there's a zombie nearby.
So, okay. So you look for no animals. That's really what you look for. Or if you see the animals scatter, you need to get out of there. Joe, you're real interested in our zombie noises today. We have a new soundboard. Give us some samples, Joe. What do we have? We'll turn that up a little bit. We have all kinds of zombie noises. I like the little
get it out.
Ooh, I like this guy right here.
Boo.
And this guy.
Boo.
Boo. I think if you said
boo,
that would scare a zombie away. Don't you?
No.
Think? You don't think so?
Boo.
Go away, zombie. Or do one of those.
You zombie would even think about it. You'd just be like, hey, zombies, I'm right here. Eat me.
So, Joe, that pretty much wraps it up. So, we've talked about survival from zombies, boarding yourself up in a house, or climbing a tree, right? Do I remember right? Climbing a tree?
Well, yeah, to sleep.
To sleep, yes.
To be dangerous, because bunch of zombies could
get your
smell.
So if you were in a forest in the middle of a desert with a boarded up house, you're pretty much safe?
Kind of. You have to worry about forest fires and stuff.
Oh, that's true. You would be in the desert. All right, that wraps it up for this week's edition of Zombie Talk with Joe and Ryan. And we will catch you next week with some more zombie talk.